This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
You have seen the pictures, no doubt. It is everywhere. It still is today of Nigella Lawson and the distressing pictures, quite honestly.
Of her and her husband. Yes.
Now, who knows what's going on? Who knows what's going on behind the scenes as well? The pictures say a lot, but we don't know the full story of that. But it does, I think, give us an excuse to talk about a topic that we should be keeping front of mind and be concerned about.
Yeah, and he's also come out with a statement this morning. Her husband has come out with a statement this morning, which is, I think, just adds to the concern, saying that, yes, they had an argument, and he said that he did put his hands around Nigella's neck repeatedly while attempting to emphasize his point, but they've made up now. That's what he said.
Yes. That concerns me too. That is concerning. Mara Steepers is a psychologist. He has worked with couples in domestic violence situations. He understands this. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, Mara. So I think that's correct. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron and Emma and Hopeland. And yes, that is correct. And I also do a lot of work with men for whom, you know, domestic violence has been a feature and a function of their life, unfortunately. So, yes.
What is it? Straight up, let's get to a definition so we know exactly what we're talking about.
So I guess, and there's a really, really important distinction also to make, and so domestic violence is really what it kind of sounds like. Any act of violence that occurs in domestic relationships or within the family. And so what that means is that can be, and I guess very, very broadly, that can be, you know, young, old, male, female, anything that happens in relationships and in any violence that occurs. Interestingly, though, this also occurs alongside, and it's very, very rare for acts of physical aggression and violence to happen in a vacuum and to not be associated with more general forms of abuse, like emotional, mental, social issues of neglect, as well as kind of social, financial abuse. And a dynamic and a bit of a climate, an abusive climate that gets created around all of those kind of functions. The other thing is that, unfortunately, and I say this as a member of the male half of the species, when it comes to domestic violence, the types and the incidence of it is highly, highly gendered. So while objectively it is true that violence is violence and that both men and women can be violent, unfortunately, the research shows time and time again that it is not an equal thing and that overwhelmingly, unfortunately, as I said, males are the largest perpetrators of this type of violence in relationships.
And what do you think are some common reasons why domestic violence develops in relationships?
So some of the reasons why these things unfortunately occur issues and times of acute relationship distress, whether that be troubles in the relationship, whether that be issues outside of the relationship, any issue in the relationship where there is a high level of emotion, and also coupling with existing relationship issues and disagreements and things like that, increase the risk of domestic violence, as does any form of drug and alcohol use, and they often kind of occur together, unfortunately, when people aren't at their best. But more generally, unfortunately as well, sometimes the climate of abuse that I kind of talked about can be understood in terms of a dynamic of power and control, where one party has a vested interest, unfortunately, in maintaining power and control over the other and creating that climate almost of fear, or at least the climate of control. And so sometimes, unfortunately, and doesn't mean we can't do anything about it, but sometimes this can be very planned and premeditated and can actually be driven and maintained by one party. And so all of these things increase the incidence of violence. The last thing that they've shown, again, really, really clearly, is that men who, in particular, who hold traditional male views about the position of man and the position of women, about roles in the relationship and the incidence of degradation and sexism, are almost directly related and linked to the increased incidence of domestic violence. So there's some things that are unfortunately related to it. The good news is that we can actually all be a part of making society a safer place and can do something about it.
The answer should seem really obvious to this, but I don't think it would be in the situation. But when should someone leave an abusive relationship? How much should you put up with before leaving?
Well, I guess and it is actually a very, very complicated question, because That's one of the things that so often comes up. Well, you know, if it's so bad, why don't people leave? And in a lot of cases, unfortunately, when there is economic dependence, where the power and control have been so well crafted that someone is actually isolated from social support networks, from family, they don't have access to, or where they are, you know, caring for children in the situation, it actually can be very, very difficult to leave. I would say any incidence of violence is a red flag that needs to be really considered and needs to be addressed. But it's also true, unfortunately, that it's not a particularly simple thing to just up and leave.
Especially when there's children involved as well.
That's right, that's right. And so there's a lot of factors that actually mean that people stay. And you know what? One of them can actually be the cyclical nature of some of these things as well, where if this forms a pattern on the other side of this, there is often very genuine remorse and acts of reparation and almost the honeymoon period where everybody hopes that this doesn't happen again. And so that can be the sort of thing that can also unfortunately keep people stuck in places and increase the risk to their safety.
And how can, like, as someone, as a bystander, an observer, encourage someone to get out of an abusive relationship?
Well, I think that there's a lot of that both halves of the sexual divide can actually do. I think the roles are a little bit different, but one thing everyone can do is actually acknowledge acts of violence and abuse and aggression where they occur and have a dialogue with whoever may be involved in whatever way. And so men can actually be talking to other men about their behaviour. Men can be supporting, you know, the women in their lives, and vice versa, that women can be supporting each other as well. All of us can encourage and support the safety in relationships and actually talk about this issue and become a part of the safety plan to keep people safe. I'm really interested and do a lot of work with men in the community around White Ribbon Day, which is a men's movement to help eliminate violence against women. And I think all men can actually look at and address their complicity on a societal level of their involvement in this, the jokes that they say, the things that they, the conversations that they allow to occur, and we can all as a society change this. What's really, really great, and I would encourage everyone to at least Google it and have a look, is in the last month, the New South Wales Office of Women have actually brought out an app called the Aurora app, A-U-R-O-R-A, I believe, and it's free for download, and it is actually, there's a lot of information in the app. It doesn't appear on, obviously, iTunes statements and a few other things so that it's accessible. A lot of information on safety in relationships and what is abuse and what the signs are. And there's also some really, really useful features in there where women are able to send emergency messages to a listed number of safe friends that say things like, please come and get me or please call the police. And there also is an automated 000 call as well to, you know, if it's required. And all of these things are ways that people in relationships can be safe. And interestingly, I mean, I think it's a great opportunity where people can actually be a part of that safety plan and have the conversation with someone and know what they can actually do to help keep, you know, their friends and family safe. Really important stuff.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.